An unusual flotilla journeyed down waterways last week, starting in Madison and ending 48 nautical miles away in the Rock River in Beloit. It featured a hand-hewn dugout canoe, fashioned after those used by long-ago ancestors of the Ho-Chunk Nation. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz talked to several people who experienced the first annual Ho-Chunk canoe journey.
The idea was born last November when an ancient, very soggy dugout canoe was discovered in Lake Mendota in Madison. It's 1,200 years old and was crafted by ancestors of the Ho-Chunk Nation.
I was an elder when they found the dugout canoe and was invited to go see them raise it, but had to work at another job during that time, and I was really, really disappointed to have missed it.
That's Arvina Martin, a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation, who in 2021 was a City of Madison alderperson. Martin was determined she would not miss last week's paddle. Its centerpiece was a replica of the ancient canoe. The Ho-Chunk's Cultural Resources Division coordinated the creation of the 3-foot-wide, 20-foot-long vessel made of cottonwood. Its maiden voyage set off from the spot where the ancient dugout was discovered.
Seeing how close it was to my house and to where I grew up, it was just really powerful and set off a lot of emotions that I had not anticipated.
Martin felt her ancestors and their legacy resonating in the space as never before. And that was just day one of the 5-day paddle. Artist Cloris Lowe was there as a helper.
I was just in a kayak off to the side. We wanted to get as many people in and out of the canoe as we could during the week-long paddle trip.
The dugout holds up to 5 folks at a time, depending on their size. Lowe said it was exciting to see people paddling and to talk with clusters of onlookers who gathered along the route to find out what all the paddling was about.
It was wonderful to have them just asking questions about the Ho-Chunk Nation and just Native Americans in general.
Lowe says his grandfather, now 94, has been his teacher.
My grandfather is one of the first language speakers. And what that is if you are born with the language and then you learn English as your second language.
Although Lowe's grandfather's life began with his native language, he was sent off to boarding school.
He came back to the language probably about 25 or 30 years ago because he realized how important it was to try to carry it on. Even though he knew the language, he did not teach his children the language. And so it was not passed on. So in that sense, sadly, those boarding schools and try to eradicate the language worked pretty well. And so the Ho-Chunk Nation has made efforts into trying to reverse that.
Lowe recently began teaching Ho-Chunk at UW-Madison.
Last semester, we did our first real sort of on-the-books Ho-Chunk language class, and that went really well. And so that's what started up this past semester and will be continuing in the semesters to come, hopefully.
Arvina Martin calls the 5-day paddle a part of a larger reclamation of Ho-Chunk culture and a demonstration that it does not mean casinos or things like that.
The government has tried over the years, over the centuries, tried to eliminate us. And we're still here. An event like this is a powerful statement both for ourselves that we're still here and that we care about our culture and our origins and those that came before us.
Martin says descendants are doing their best to preserve Ho-Chunk ways.
We have this historical presence here and it's all over and it's a part of the landscape.
The connection isn't lost on Demetria Abang and Brown Eagle.
I'm part of the Eagle clan and I'm Ho-Chunk.
Her family used to live in Wisconsin. Now they live in Oklahoma. Last year, Abang and Brown Eagle started taking Ho-Chunk traditions classes online.
Plants that they used to eat and foods and stuff like that.
She also learned about the dugout canoe tribal members were crafting back in Wisconsin and about the paddle they were planning.
Talked about this dugout canoe that they were working on. Filled us in every single class that we had.
Her dad wasn't able to join in the flotilla, so her mom drove her all the way from Oklahoma so Abang and Brown Eagle could.
I mean, this is kind of what I've been telling everybody, but I'm telling this to everybody because it's true. I mean, I feel like being Ho-Chunk is like special and it makes me feel special.
Abang and Brown Eagle says she'll be back for the second annual paddle next summer. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.